Cape Talk, the book review.
The thriller is a new one by the American thriller writer Karen Slaughter. This one is called Pieces of Her. And it tells the story of the relationship, the unfolding, changing relationship between daughter Andrea and mother Laura. Andrea knows her mother Laura to be a pillar of the community in the small town of Belle Isle, the most honest, upstanding, non-secret-keeping person she's ever met. They go to the mall, and there is a random act of violence which starts to unfold. And Andy sees Laura reacting to this pattern of developing random violence in a way that suggests that the mother she thinks she has known is somebody different, that there is a whole nother hidden side to her. And how has her mother been able to respond to this mall situation in this incredibly focused, clinically detached, apparently highly trained way? And that act has consequences, because everything like that is filmed, and so the YouTube videos and so on, and all of a sudden the mother has to go into hiding, because when people see her face, they come looking for her. And the story goes into why they're looking for her, and why she had to hide, and why she kept the secret from her daughter and all the people who knew her in Belle Isle. It's good stuff. I mean, Karen Slaughter is a very decent thriller writer. I would argue that at 470-odd pages, it's probably 50 or 60 pages too long. I think thrillers work best in that sort of 280 to 360 page segment, but she did keep my attention through all of this. The sort of secret as to why she was keeping the secret was fairly obvious from early on, but there's still a nice narrative drive to it. Ben Okri is Nigerian-born. He's been living in England for a very long time, and he's much, much awarded with a Booker Prize in 1991 and OBE and huge numbers of international prizes and honorary doctorates. And his latest book is called The Freedom Artist. And Okri, in a recent interview, said that my life's work is to try to do something new with that, and I quote now from that interview, the great oceanic tide of African fables and stories that I grew up on, what I call the vast invisible literature. And this is a magic realist world where one narrative thread is, It's not a society which is recognizable, but a lot about it is recognizable as ours. It's a world in which books have disappeared. And Okri, the author writes, the narrator writes, gradually people stopped reading. Even the machines invented to make reading easier and portable fell into disuse. People simply stopped reading the ancient classics. Then they couldn't read anything that required a little thought. Then they couldn't read anything but the simplest book. Then all they read were newspapers of the popular variety. Literacy vanished from the world, along with bookshops. And in this society, this dangerous and dark and declining society, there is a man called, well, he doesn't have a name, but he's the father of a girl who is named Ruslano. He's a figure who shut himself away in a basement full of books, and he's turning those books into holograms before he destroys the books. And then he is taken away. That's what happens to unnamed characters. They are taken away by unnamed people for unnamed reasons and motives. And this young girl, Ruslana, is now left as the guardian of these books. And she comes into contact with a young man called Karnak. And Karnak was a man who is living complacently through this world, because that's what happens. You know, frogs get used to the increasing temperature of the water. And then his lover, Amalantis, disappears. And Amalantis was somebody who was constantly confronted by a mysterious question that kept appearing. It was scrawled on a wall. It would be dropped in pamphlets from the sky. Who is the prisoner? And Ruslana and Karnak now to try to understand who is the prisoner. And understanding the question is an understanding to the key of what has been happening to the society. It is magic realist. I don't expect the conventions of realistic novels. But as he wrote in a poem, Ben Okri, about the Grenfell Tower business, that huge apartment block that burnt in London. Sometimes it takes an image to wake a nation from its secret shame, which is what Grenfell Towers did to an extent to Britain about the secret shame of the way so many of its people were living. And so the idea that literacy is disappearing, stories are disappearing, or stories are being captured by people who manipulate those stories to their commercial advantage, that is an image which he is hoping to wake us from our secret shame. Who is the prisoner? The Freedom Artist by Ben Okri. And then the non-fiction book is a book by Damien Lewis, who is an ex-member of the Special Air Services, Britain's elite fighting force. And he's also written a couple of novels with SAS people at their centres. And his latest work is a piece of non-fiction. It's called SAS Italian Job, The Secret Mission to Storm a Forbidden Nazi Fortress. And this goes back to the end of the war in Italy in the winter of 1944. The Allies were advancing through Italy, and then they got to the mountain defences of the Gothic Line, and their advance stalled. And two men were sent in as part of a last-ditch effort to break this deadlock. One was a bloke called Michael, with the nickname Wild Man, Michael Wildman Lees. He was a veteran agent with a special operations executive, the SOE, which was the forerunner of the SAS. What Churchill called the Ministry for Ungentlemanly Warfare. And the other was a legendary military commander, Major Roy Farron. So what they did was they parachuted behind the lines, and their mission was to raise an army from Italian partisans, from escaped Russian POWs, from French foreign legionnaires, and even German deserters. And that renegade army then laid waste to the German headquarters behind this impregnable Gothic line. And because they were coming from the back rather than the front, they took them by surprise, and they killed the top Nazi generals based there. It's thrilling, gripping stuff, helped by the fact that it's all true, and it's told by a man who understands warfare, who has been there himself, and it seems to me meticulously, impeccably researched. I'm not one much of a person for military history, but I did find this really compulsively readable. Damien Lewis, SAS Italian Job.